Well, we have an absolute treat today, speaking with Crystal Shawanda, Juno Award nominee. Crystal, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your day today. You're up for another Juno Award this March. What does that mean to you?
Oh, it means everything. I'm so grateful. You know, I was so surprised by the nomination because there's so many amazing blues albums this year. And, you know, I'm just grateful every time because these nominations, they come, you know, they're voted in by my peers. So it's very encouraging and, you know, it makes me motivated to continue to look forward, and we're already working on the next album.
And that album that is nominated is called Sing Pretty Blues. A lot of time went into the creation of this album, right, Crystal? So what's sort of the main inspiration behind it? Can you sort of give us a little insight into the creative process of Sing Pretty Blues?
For sure. You know, it's like I'm always writing about what's happening to me on an everyday basis. And, you know, all these songs, they have a commonality of strength and resilience, and they all shine through. And, you know, and it all started with the title track of the album, Sing Pretty Blues, which was inspired by a conversation I had with a photographer. I was just coming off stage after a show, and he was like, "Oh, that's an amazing show, Crystal. I think I got some good pictures, but I'm not really sure because you don't really sing pretty. So sometimes it's hard to get a good shot of you." And I was like, what's that supposed to mean? But I decided to turn it into a compliment, which is something I'm very good at. And because he's right, I don't sing pretty. You know, when I'm on stage, I make all these crazy faces because I'm just trying to get all this sadness, this anger, all these feelings. I'm trying to push them out of me and put them in the universe and so I could let go and move on. And when I'm on stage, I don't sing pretty. I work way too hard. I'm singing my guts out because I want my audience to know that I've lived every word, and, you know, and this is not just a show. You know, every song I sing, I'm healing a different part of me, and healing is not always pretty, and we should all embrace all the parts of us, even the parts that aren't so pretty.
That's really well said, Crystal, and just given everything that you did just say, is there a message behind the album that you want people to take away?
Yes, definitely, that you are stronger than you think you are, that, you know, these moments, they pass by, and you're going to get through them, and you're going to get to the other side, and, you know, and that's what blues music is about. It's a celebration of life, you know, it's getting all this sadness out of us so that we can move on and celebrate and find the joy in our lives and find that, tap into that inner strength that each of us has.
Oh, really well said there. And I do want to mention that your last album as well, Midnight Blues, was also nominated for a Juno. Are there any key differences between the two? I mean, they both are fantastic albums, but are there any key differences that you can point out?
I think with this newest album is I've embraced all the parts of me, like I said. So there are some songs on the Sing Pretty Blues album that are not just blues, but almost have like a country tinge to them. So I've kind of come into my own sound of where I'm a blues singer, but it's kind of like a country blues sound. And, you know, I was one of those kids who grew up in a house where we listened to all styles of music. You know, it wasn't just one genre. There was just good music and bad music. And so that really comes out in the songs on this album. And you listen to it from the front to the back, it's, you know, you can feel those influences coming out.
When you mentioned that growing up, you kind of were all-encompassing in terms of the genres. What's it like to do a different style of music? You've done a little bit of country and you're into the blues now. How challenging is the transition for you, or is it easy?
Oh, it was actually a very difficult transition, you know, because I had a lot of my country music fans who were upset with me for leaving and they were, you know, almost refusing to listen to my new blues music. And then I had people in the blues world who were like, "You don't know anything about blues music. Go back to country music." So it took me a long time to find my audience, you know, and now I'm at that point now where a lot of my country music fans are now coming back around and they're realizing that it's still Crystal Shawanda music, you know, and now the blues world is seeing how much I respect the genre and how much I, you know, want to pay tribute, but also create my own sound. And so I'm very, very fortunate that, you know, I'm finding a great amount of support from both sides. And I feel very lucky about that.
When you mentioned your fans and all the support you're getting, if you could give any advice to any of the fans or maybe another person that's looking at you as somebody, as an inspiration, do you have any advice for anybody either in the music scene or just in life?
Yeah, for sure. As cliche as it sounds, you know, follow your heart, you know, don't build the life that you want. You know, I think a lot of people, you know, we grow up with trauma or we grow up with sad things happening to us and we think we're just stuck in that place. But everybody has the ability to unstuck themselves, you know. You know, once you become an adult, you can build the life you want. You can become anybody you want and stop worrying about so much about what people think. And, you know, build the life that you want that makes you happy.
Oh, really well said. Great advice there. And I have one more question for you, Crystal. What's next now for Crystal Shawanda?
Oh, what's next? Well, this Juno nomination has encouraged us to get back to writing and back in the studio. So I'm working on a new blues album. I'm also working on a children's album with my daughter. And I'm also recording a few songs in the language, in Anishinaabemowin language. So I just recently recorded one of my bigger country music hits, and I've done it in the language. So I'm excited to share more of that coming very soon.
Oh, can't wait to hear all of that, especially that last song that you just mentioned. That's going to be fantastic. Crystal, thank you so much for this, and best of luck with everything moving forward here. And if you do want to check out her latest album, it's called Sing Pretty Blues. It does have a Juno nomination. We'll find out if she wins on March 28th. Crystal, thank you so much for this.
Thanks so much for squeezing me in. I appreciate it. Chumiigwech.